There's reality churning on our college campuses, which is more than just a curiosity. It's a danger for the well-being and future of the Jewish people, even Israel, if you think about it. While its supporters and the indoctrinated believers call it, quote-unquote, social justice, we need to call it what it is, anti-Semitism. Oh, you know what, though? I think I told you about this. I saw a poll which said 44% of Americans don't understand what the term anti-Semitism means. So how about if we just go with Jew hatred? Pretty much drives the point home, I think. That's also the part of the title of my next guest's new book, Jew Hatred Rising, The Perversities of the Campus War Against Israel and the Jews. He's President Emeritus of Scholars for Peace in the Middle East and Freedom Center Journalism Fellow, Richard Cravats. How are you today, Richard?
I'm fine, thank you. And thank you for having me.
And to get a hold of the Richard's book that we are focusing on here, website is StopCampusJewHatred.org. Again, it's StopCampusJewHatred.org, and we have a link over at our homepage as well. This certainly has been an effort you've been focusing on for better than a decade, including your previous writings. What have you seen as the trends, the rate of spread of this toxic way that Israel and Jewish people, not just Jewish people in Israel, but if you're a Jew on campus, you're having a bullseye placed on your back as well in many ways?
Yes. You're correct that I've been focusing on this, unfortunately, for more than a decade. And the animus towards Israel has existed, of course, since the creation of the Jewish state. But on campuses, as the obsession about race and victimhood has enlarged, and as identity groups on campus have join forces in what we call intersectionality, where there's an affinity between different minority groups because of their perceived oppression by a group of oppressors, this intersectionality has cast supporters of Israel on the outside, not as a victim group. So the Jews and Jewish students on campus typically are said now to enjoy white privilege and that they are racist because of their support for the apartheid racist regime that they say that Israel is. And Jewish students are not perceived by administrations frequently as needing protections in the way that administrations fall all over themselves, for example, to protect black students and Muslim students and gay students and other minority groups on campus that use their victim status as a way of extracting benefits and special treatment from administrations at college campuses. The hatred of Israel also has a lot to do, of course, with the world's long-standing hatred of Jews. And it's a very convenient thing for anti-Semites to be able to mask their anti-Semitism by saying, oh, I have no problem with Jews, it's just the Jewish state that I abhor and that I attack, and that I relentlessly critique, and that I want to see eliminated. So the combined effect of latent Jew hatred in society and all over the world from the beginning, even before the creation of Israel, coupled with what's going on campuses with the raising of the victim to a status where that's all that most woke individuals pay attention to, has been detrimental for Israel's image on campus and also the supporters of Israel.
You can Google anti-Semitism and then include the phrase college campuses. You'll find in the Google News section, Google all general page results as well, numerous incidents of what Richard writes about in Jew Hatred Rising. Is this something that just happened organically? Is there some organizational foundation to this movement? How has this spread to the degree it has and with the severity that it has?
Well, as I said, part of the agitation on campuses against Israel comes from some students who are open-hearted and well-meaning, and because they don't know history and the facts of the situation and the facts on the ground, have decided that the Palestinians deserve their support and that Israel is acting inappropriately, immorally, and has stolen an indigenous people's land. So those students and faculty who attack Israel and support the Palestinian cause do so with good intentions, but the effect of their radicalism and their hatred of Israel is detrimental to the Jewish state's existence, of course. But on campuses, there's also groups such as Students for Justice in Palestine, which is a radical, mostly Muslim, although there are Jewish and other non-Muslim students who are members, who have chapters on over 200 campuses around the country. And they have been instrumental in leading and promoting most of the radical agitation against Israel in the form of pushing resolutions through student governments to divest from companies that do business with Israel that are in the university's stock portfolio, for example, or as happened at the University of Toronto, where they tried to purge the campus from serving kosher food because the suppliers of kosher foods supported Israel. I mean, some of it is bordering on the blatant Jew hatred, where they're trying to banish and throw off anybody that says that they're a Zionist from campus, as they did at City University of New York, for example, where the anti-Israel radicals were marching, screaming Zionists off this campus, and that they even alleged that the campus administration was controlled by Zionist money. I mean, that is unleashing one of the oldest anti-Semitic tropes about Jewish power and Jewish money, which has nothing to do with Israel. So if you scratch below the surface of some of this anti-Israel activism, you can see that it regularly and frequently morphs into anti-Semitism, the old classic Jew hatred. But it's cleverly disguised by people saying that, no, I have nothing against Jews. It's only Israel that I despise and want to destroy.
So Richard Cravats, author of Jew Hatred Rising, The Perversities of the Campus War Against Israel and the Jews. You can follow him on Twitter, too, at RCRCravats. And his book is also available through StopCampusJewHatred.org. Again, that's StopCampusJewHatred.org. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. When you think of the level of the age of the people this is happening, college-age people, in a time when they're exploring what their future is going to hold, the direction they're going to take in life, this is, to me, it sounds like it's creating a future that does not bode well for Israel, because this is what is going to be not dominant, hopefully, but certainly significant part of how people look at foreign affairs, and people are going to get into international businesses. And this is what they're coming out of our college university with a engraved belief as. It's painting a pretty scary picture for the future.
I agree. And the hatred of Israel and the positioning of Israel as the main impediment to world peace and the worst rogue nation on earth, and the obsessive focus on all of the faults of Israel, and the elevation of the Palestinian cause as if it was some highly virtuous and deserving effort on the part of mankind to save the Palestinians from their own errant behavior. All of this is annoying and distressing for those who protect and think that Israel is a shining beacon of hope and a good ally to America and a Western-style democracy in a sea of totalitarian regimes. But there's an existential danger in this constant attack on Israel because, as you said, students go through college only hearing one narrative that the anti-Israel forces have been very successful in perpetrating, which is that Israel is a racist apartheid regime, that it exists on land that was stolen from a country called Palestine and a people called Palestinians, that Jews had no connection to this land prior to coming to the Middle East after the Second World War in the ashes of the Holocaust, and that they not only stole the land, but now oppress and subsume the indigenous population of the poor Palestinians who want nothing more than to return to their homes and free Palestine and liberate it from the terrible Jews. So when students who are ignorant of history and the facts graduate college, you're right. They go into the diplomatic corps, or they become parents, and they become voters, and they become politicians, and they have a completely inverted view of Israel's actual nature and the strength and benefits that Israel brings to the world. And the danger of this is that this common trope that Israelis are the new Nazis, and that this is the Fourth Reich, and that the way that Israel treats the Palestinians is equivalent to the way that Hitler treated the Jews, which is a trope that you see carelessly thrown around on university campuses. If this is believed by enough people, if Israel is seen to be the new Nazi regime, then if it faces existential threats from Iran or some other power that wants to literally wipe it off the map with nuclear weapons or other military forces, then who would stand up for Israel if enough people believe that it's a new Nazi nation,
that it doesn't
deserve to exist? So there is, as you said, a real danger in this rhetoric.
And brings about the flip side, too. If you're a Jew in this environment, or a person, a non-Jew who supports Israel and the Jewish people, you're told to shut up, sit down, and even get off my campus because I don't like what you're saying, you become literally gun-shy of your own faith.
Yes, and there's a huge question among many of us who support Israel about the many Jews who either are silent about the attacks on Israel or themselves distance themselves from Israel. Because as I said, there are Jewish participants in the Students for Justice in Palestine, but there's also an organization called Jewish Voice for Peace, which is completely anti-Israel and takes the Palestinian side on every argument and actually attacks Israel and fosters a lot of hatred and animosity towards the Jewish state. And this is a psychological examination that I'm not professionally equipped to evaluate, but many Jews, I think, who are not friendly to Israel feel embarrassed to support a country that they see is attacked by so many people. And because they're not brave enough or educated enough to stand up and tell the enemies of Israel the true facts about the situation, they go along with the people attacking Israel, and they walk away from supporting Israel. Because it takes no bravery at all on a university campus now to attack Israel. It takes enormous bravery, however, to stand up for Israel and to talk back to these activists who are well-funded and extremely aggressive in their anti-Israel activism, in shutting down pro-Israel speakers, in interrupting events, in having their own Israel apartheid weeks every year where they promote a whole series of lies over in a hate fest that lasts for an entire week, where they propagate distortions of history and fact about how Israel's treating the Palestinians. So Jews themselves are often co-conspirators in this campus war against Israel and Jews.
Unfortunately, there are organizations where you can coalesce around that are supporting Israel, the Jewish people, and the truth. It ranges from the Anti-Defamation League to Christians United for Israel, and certainly the information, the real life, the true stories, the facts that Richard Cravats presents, rather, in Jew Hatred Rising, the perversities of the campus war against Israel and the Jews. It's shocking. It's an alert, and it's a warning. It's good to be warned, because then you can make the effort to stop the flame from getting higher. You can get more information and, more importantly, download a copy of Richard's book at StopCampusJewHatred.org. StopCampusJewHatred.org. We have that link over at our website as well. Richard, thanks so much for the awareness that you are raising with not just this book, but your entire body of work. If you Google Richard Cravath's name, periodically you'll see him with his observations and his reporting on various very frightening incidents being lobbed at the Jewish people. So keep informed, because that is empowerment, and Richard, you play a big role in that as well. Thanks for your work and for being here today.
Thank you for having me.